Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. Just the usual thing I say here. The purpose of this podcast is to update people who know me, Andrew Woolner, about what's been going on creatively for me over the last week or so. Of course, some life updates inevitably get rolled into that. So if you don't know me, if you've never heard of me, you can not listen if that's what you want. Yeah, I won't take it personally. And if you do know me, you can also not listen if you don't feel like listening. That's the choice you can make. If this is your first update and you haven't been keeping up with me over the years, I suggest checking out update number one and maybe number two to bring yourself up to date before jumping back here. So we've had one more rehearsal for the Jekyll and Hyde summer show since I last recorded. And it wasn't quite the huge endorphin pump of the first one, but things are still going pretty great. Second rehearsal, and we've already had our first double booking at the venue, though. Had to spend the AM in the basement on Monday. Anyway, time is limited, so let me just get on with the updates. YTG updates, Jekyll and Hyde main stage. So other than what I said already, we've dropped the masking policy in rehearsal for now. We'll review that later if necessary, and then I think we'll have to check in as people join. You know, COVID's not gone, but yeah, these rehearsals are really physical, and it's kind of hard. It's getting hard to work when we're always masked. I'm just asking that people be really careful outside rehearsals. Anyway, so as I mentioned earlier, we were trapped in the basement for the morning because of the double booking. So we spent the morning talking, mostly talking about Jekyll and Hyde and our thoughts about the story and about the showcase, because everyone had watched it, and sort of possible ideas for moving ahead or directions we might want to go. Just sort of briefly touched on that. We're going to dive deeper into that in a more experiential way tomorrow on Thursday. Mike wants to do some exercises with, you know, we're in a room where we can use the lights, the theater lighting system to make things, to create more of a mood, I think. So we'll see what he has planned when we get in there tomorrow. Yeah, so we spent the afternoon then doing acting exercises, and I'm starting to see now what each person, including myself, needs to sort of work on over the next few weeks to sort of loosen us up and get us really into the place we need to be to really, you know, do devising. We've got three new members this week. Mayuko rejoined us in the rehearsal room. She'll be attending sporadically. She joined. Wow, I think when we started working on, she was working on the early devising for Matsukaze. So if you go to the website, she's got a credit on there as one of the artistic team, because she was there helping us devise stuff at the beginning. Yeah, so she'll be attending between classes because she's still in school, in university. Sarah is back. She's attending via Zoom now because baby June is now walking and he's really mobile and active. And I mean, even when he was crawling, when we were rehearsing for the showcase, it was really disruptive. So I can only imagine how that would be now. Toddlers can be hard to manage. And Allie joined via Zoom, and she'll be with us in July when she flies into Japan. So hopefully she'll be joining more often, as will Kenna. Yeah, I'm still really positive about things, so this is great. Tomorrow, as of this recording, so that's Thursday, I have a meeting with Noriko, the venue owner, and hopefully she and I can hammer out the schedule and make sure we get the time and the space we need to set up the show and also do some reorganizing, like in the booth and stuff like that. As I said, I think last update, the venue is so booked. There's a couple of new groups that are using the space and on weekday daytimes. So, I mean, that's good for them. They're getting paid, but it's bad for us because it means the rehearsal time is much more limited. I'm looking into possibly renting another space or borrowing another space somewhere, or at least having an in-person meeting that's for talking, so that when we're in the rehearsal room, we focus on rehearsing. I also have decided I'm going to pay the rent in advance for the show. As I said a few updates ago, this show has had the budget has been donated. So I'm using that money for the showcase and for this production, and I'm going to pay for the rent in advance because I just would like to really make sure that schedule is secure. I've asked Mike and Isadora to pop in sort of halfway through that meeting tomorrow, because I want to introduce them to Noriko, because they're going to be adding value to this whole thing by teaching the JDS students, the Japan Dance School kids. So that'll be great, because yeah, anything I can do, because we're not, you know, we're obviously not putting a lot of money into the space. We're using a lot of resources. So anytime I or some of my people can do stuff that adds value to JDS and the programs they deliver their students. That's just really helpful. Nerd Night updates. The social media posts have started. That's on the 16th. If you want to get tickets for that, they are 1,000 yen. If you're going to attend in person, you can just show up. You can also buy them online at Nerd Night, all one word, and night is N-I-T-E .tokyo.com. If you are a member of the YTG Patreon, you get that for free. Oh yeah, sorry about those. If you're hearing those birds in the background, I'm working with my window open today. Anyway, it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. Podcasts. I still need to check Kate's edits. I have not had time. No photography updates this week. Life updates. So Isadora, one of the interns who's working on the show, she came up with me to my university classes this week, and she's going to teach. She wants to teach the class next week. So we're going to do that, and we're going to see how it goes. So it's kind of it was nice to have some company up there, some English speaking company and like theater person company, and sort of to see also someone to see what kind of I deal with on a weekly basis, and I'm looking forward to seeing what she does with them next week. Other life updates. Oh, and I should add, Mike will be coming up. So Isadora is doing 2 weeks, and then Mike will be doing the 2 weeks after that. And so that's actually going to take care of most of the rest of my semester. It's going to be great. Let's see, dealing with what? Like, yeah, okay. What else? Dealing with union stuff. So I volunteered to be part of a working group to set up two things. One is like how we're going to run social media, because we have no social media at the moment, and I think it's important for recruitment, not necessarily to. And of course, I record with my window open, and someone's just sounds like they're idling a motorcycle on the street. Jesus. Anyway, so it's more so that when people find out about the union and they do a search or they go on social media or whatever, then they can find our posts. Mostly I'm thinking we'll be posting about labor actions that are happening in Japan and maybe elsewhere if they're big enough and that kind of thing. Because we don't have a lot of news coming out of our union. That's you know, a lot of stuff's not available to the public. Okay, still idling that motor. Anyway. And I also wanted to set up some sort of discussion forum. So I found this platform called Lumio, and we were trying it out, and it's really hard because I formed a working group for this, and there's four of us on it. So there's me and then the vice president, who's like reasonably, young and sort of with it. And then there's sort of two older gentlemen, and one just doesn't participate very much. And the other, he participates. He's the person who participates the most. The problem is he's one of these like old hands that you sometimes have in these organizations. And he's like already decided on a lot of stuff. He's like, no, we shouldn't use Twitter because, you know, Elon Musk and I don't like that platform. And la, la. It's like, well, that's where the academics are. And we're, you know, university teachers union. We kind of need to be where our members are, if we're going to be like, you know, tweeting out news and stuff like that. It doesn't mean we can't go on other platforms, but that actually has to be a platform we really have to consider. So everything is sort of based around his personal preference. So I don't like Twitter. I use Twitter, but I won't be involved. I'm like, nobody asked you to be involved. This is a working group. We're trying to come up with the solutions and then that we can present to the membership at the next meeting or maybe make some decisions before that. I don't know how empowered we are. And then the other thing we had to do was actually set up a sort of discussion forum. And so I signed up for this platform called Lumio, which is really cool. It's run by this collective. I mean, there's some pros and cons to it. I mean, one thing, it doesn't have a mobile app, which is kind of like, what? In 2023, you don't have a mobile app for your platform? But I mean, I think they're working with kind of limited resources since they're a collective. And I think they've shrunk in size since they actually started 5 years ago. But anyway, so I got us a trial membership there so we could play with it. And Jesus, that motorcycle. You can hear that, right? Like, okay, he's finally driven off. God, people with like loud motorcycles. What? No. Is he driving around the block? God, asshole. Yeah, so this guy, and he's just like, I'm saying, okay, we should make a list of possible platforms that we can use for discussion. Like, there's this one, but there's other ones as well. You know, there's Slack. We could use a Telegram channel. We could use a Facebook group. And we need to talk about, like, what are the pros and cons, right? What are the pros and cons of these things? And he's just like, no, we should use Moodle. We're teachers. People are familiar with it. And da, 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 and it's fine. Like, I want to test that out. But sorry, everything's sort of exploding here. Yeah, obviously I want to test that out, but the issue is, like, we want to test out a bunch of things, and he's already decided that this is, like, the best one, and he's, like, pushing this really hard, where meanwhile, I'm trying to curate a discussion about pros and cons, and, like, what do we actually need out of this tool? What are the features that we need? And rather than that, he just starts talking about, oh, it's open source, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's like, yeah, I mean, this other one is open source, and... But anyway, so it's just that problem sometimes when you're working with, like, with a nonprofit, and you've got someone who's, like, an old hand, and they think they can't sort of separate their own preferences from, like, the needs of the group or the needs of the organization. And of course, they're always, like, one of the more vocal and participating people. And that just kind of causes this thing. And I'm like, what am I getting myself into? Like, I'm not sure this is worth my time and effort. Anyway, I'm going to go back to focusing on theater stuff now. And I'm not going to waste too much time editing this. I'm just going to bundle it up and send it out. So yeah, hopefully I got this out early. Hopefully you're listening to this on Wednesday or Thursday. And yeah, Andrew out.